Shalom, Australia. On Thursday evening, 13-year-old Hallel Yaffa Ariel's body was covered in a shroud and laid out on a stretcher on her family's front porch in the Kiryat Arba settlement outside Hebron. Surrounded by friends and family, Hallel's mother, Rina, stood over her, weeping for the daughter she lost. Her father, Amichai, started the funeral procession with the mourner's Kaddish. Hallel was a dancer and wanted to become a zoologist when she grew up. Mohammed Nasser Taghaira, a 17-year-old from the nearby Palestinian village of Bani Na'im, ended that dream. Taghaira climbed into the house through a window, entered the bedroom Hallel shared with her siblings, and stabbed her repeatedly in her bed. Politicians and settlement leaders at the funeral, including her cousin, Agriculture Minister Uri Ariel, called on a stronger government response to terrorism, including expansion of buildings and settlements. 40-year-old Rabbi Mickey Mark, director of the yeshiva in Otniel, was killed on Friday afternoon in a shooting attack near Bet Haggai on Route 60. Mark was a beloved father of 10. Mark's wife was seriously injured, their 14-year-old daughter was in a moderate to serious condition, and their 15-year-old son was lightly injured. The attackers passed the family's car with their vehicle, then opened fire at them, causing the car to overturn. Over 20 bullet holes were found in the car. Immediately on Friday, Israeli troops closed all exit roads from Hebron except one. The government announced an immediate cut to tax funds it collects for the Palestinian Authority, saying it would deduct the amount the Palestinian leadership pays to the family of terrorists. The IDF arrested several suspects in the Hebron area of the West Bank in the early hours of yesterday as part of the hunt for those responsible. Education Minister Naftali Bennett last night presented the Security Cabinet with a far-reaching plan to halt the recent wave of terror attacks, including the imprisonment or expulsion of terrorist families, the complete closure of the villages of assailants, resumption of full military activity in the West Bank area that are currently under the control of the PA, preventing Palestinian vehicles from traveling along Route 60, and disabling the internet in the entire Hebron region. The Security Cabinet on Wednesday approved Israel's reconciliation deal with Turkey, officially ending years of animosity between the two countries. The deal, announced on Monday and signed by officials in Jerusalem and Ankara on Tuesday, was opposed by Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman, Education Minister Naftali Bennett, and Justice Minister Ayelet Shaked. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the other six cabinet members voted in favor. The accord was seen in some circles as capitulation to Hamas, as it did not provide for the return to Israel of the bodies of two Israeli soldiers held by Hamas in Gaza since 2014 and two Israeli civilians believed to be in Gaza. And it also provides for Israel to pay $20 million compensation over the May 2010 IDF raid on the Gaza-bound Mavi Marmara, which resulted in the deaths of 10 Turkish citizens. The family of Hadar Golden, one of the two fallen soldiers whose body is being held by Hamas in Gaza, on Wednesday said in a statement, "This is an agreement which goes against the basic values of the IDF and the State of Israel since its founding. The Prime Minister has made Hamas a party in the agreement by way of Turkey, which sponsors the organization. Therefore, the Prime Minister is encouraging terrorism and giving Hamas a prize." The families of Avram Mengistu, an Ethiopian Israeli believed to be captive in Gaza, and Oron Shaul, the second fallen soldier whose body is being held by Hamas, rallied outside the Prime Minister's office ahead of the vote and spoke to several ministers before the cabinet meeting. On Tuesday, the families met with Netanyahu and UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Netanyahu promised repeatedly to do everything for the Israelis in Gaza and appealed to Ban to intervene. The Prime Minister has also stressed that Turkey has agreed to try to assist in this matter. MK Hanin Zoabi's statement in the Knesset on Wednesday caused outrage after she branded IDF soldiers involved in the May 2010 raid on the Mavi Marmara murderers and demanded they apologize. Zoabi's statement was met by howls from several members of the Knesset, including MK Mickey Levy of Yesh Atid, who charged towards the podium in outrage and attempted to forcibly remove Zoabi. She was eventually led out of the plenum, escorted by security, along with Levy, Zionist Union MK Mickey Rosenthal, and Meretz Party leader Zahava Galon. Zoabi has refused to apologize for her comments. On Wednesday night, Turkish President Erdogan criticized the organization which was behind the Marmara, saying, "Did you ask me before you set sail? Did you ask my permission? When you set sail, you need to ask me. Did you ask the Prime Minister before you embarked on a humanitarian mission from Turkey to Gaza?" The comments were made after the group voiced criticism of Erdogan for reconciling ties with Israel. Erdogan responded that Turkey's agreement includes guarantees from Israel that it will authorize the entrance of humanitarian aid we send to Gaza. The IDF struck four training sites run by Gaza's militant Hamas rulers early yesterday in response to a rocket attack that hit a kindergarten in the border town of Sderot. No injuries were reported on either side, but damage was caused to buildings. Late on Friday, a rocket from Gaza struck the empty kindergarten, making a rare hit on a civilian target in Israel. 62-year-old Luba Gadimov was outside her hairdresser's salon in Netanya on the eve of her daughter's wedding when 40-year-old Wael Abu Saleh from the West Bank city of Tukharem stabbed her in the back. A second victim, an unnamed man, sustained serious injuries from multiple stab wounds to the upper body. Abu Saleh was shot dead at the scene by an armed civilian. Security forces on Friday morning thwarted an attempted attack next to the tomb of the patriarchs in Hebron, shooting the knife-wielding assailant before she could carry out her stabbings. Sarah Hagog, 27, was a cousin of 17-year-old Mohammed Nasser Taraira, who on Thursday murdered 13-year-old Halel Yafa Ariel as she slept in her bed. Police on Tuesday announced that the Temple Mount would be closed to Jewish visitors and tourists for 3 days and that extra forces would be deployed to prevent rioting. 17 people were arrested on Tuesday, adding to the 5 detained the previous day. One of the rocks thrown hit a 73-year-old Jewish woman in the Western Wall Plaza below. She suffered minor injuries. Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barakat on Tuesday criticized the violent protesters for not allowing the police to do their job of protecting the status quo. On Friday, the last in Ramadan, there was a significant police and security presence and non-Muslims were kept away from the site. The Middle East Quartet issued 10 recommendations to the UN Security Council on Friday designed to put the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks back on track. France said the recommendations were consistent with its peace initiative. The United States, European Union, Russia, and the United Nations said settlements, demolition of Palestinian homes, and Israeli confiscation of land were steadily eroding the viability of the two-state solution. Prime Minister Netanyahu responded that these were myths. The recommendations were also extremely critical of Palestinian incitement to violence. The PA immediately rejected this aspect of the document. The Two States, One Homeland organization, whose member's vehicle was attacked by Palestinian Arabs while in Ramallah, responded to the incident on Wednesday night. "This evening, we drove to Ramallah for an iftar meal. One of the vehicles was torched and lightly damaged while empty. The Palestinian security forces took control of the incident quickly and helped us file a complaint. Despite some reports, at no stage did we feel threatened, and our Palestinian friends were shocked by the incident. The thing that most frightens those who want to preserve the status quo is that Palestinians and Israelis are talking and working together. We all emphasize that we will not be deterred." Australian Olab, Barbara Shaw, was horrified to hear that one of her creations was involved in an anti-Semitic attack that made international headlines. Natalie Pittenson, a senior lecturer at the University of Brighton, on Tuesday was verbally assaulted and told to F off back to Israel with the other Yids on board a packed commuter train travelling through central London at rush hour. The incitement for the attack was Barbara Shaw's schlep bag, a whimsically adorned carry bag defining schlep. Barbara wrote on her Facebook page, "I am appalled. My bag, made with such love, expressing such a universal feeling, is to be used as an object of hate and racism. Natalie Pittenson, my heart goes out to you." This is Peter Jones-Pellach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.